Funny guys.
It was a fucking great song.
I have new information for listeners. Michel, a new guy for his distro. A new help man. A help off.
Hey, Cody, what's up with?
Yeah, Headman is better than He-Man.
I'm He-Man.
Jetzt halt mal die Backen da drüben.
Don't you know? Jetzt
kommt's von der anderen Seite.
Something like, I don't know.
Bist du der Moderator oder was? Himmel, Herrgott, nochmal, ja, da fällt dir gleich alles aus dem Gesicht. I want to know something about the publishing of the releases, and then you said that this release is making in Moscow, the sixth one, and then you can download this. And what are the rest of the releases on the publishing and beyond? Because I think it's a little bit strange to making new releases and beyond and publishing.
The fifth part, this is the sixth part, and the fifth part was released in Moscow, so just this. And this new sixth part of compilation, Mish made it at home. He has printers and other stuff for making DIY CDs. This is the last new release. It's just in a primitive distro for this moment, and people can download it. Just maybe fans who knows these links where it is uploaded in internet. And Mish asked for the help with releasing the sixth part and other labels and so, but nobody answered. So. And he decided to make the last part himself, and so there is and there is no limit of CDs, so he can produce how many they need.
A little bit. I looked on the page of Primitive Disco. There are many bands. Are they all published by Mish? Are these bands you like it and say, look to this band, this is good?
Some of CDs are Mish releases, but also a lot of CDs just bands sent to Mish and asked with helping in distribution. So it's not all CDs were released by Mish.
Is Primitive Distro the only one distro in Belarus?
что раньше было у нас очень много дистро, но они не пользовались спросом, и поэтому сейчас, наверное, осталось 2 или 3, наверное, дистро. И, ну, несколько хардкор дистро, панк, именно грайндкор, как раз, это, наверное, только мое дистро.
Some years ago, there were...
Сейчас люди просто мало интересуются, и я люблю меняться просто.
Some years ago there were quite a lot of different distros in Belarus, but last time people don't buy a lot and the many distros were closed. So maybe today we have about...
Why are they closed? Why are they closed?
Why?
Why?
Because the people don't buy anything from them and they have family become more... Yeah, they leave punk rock and so... Well, there are some people, they are not... They had distro before, but today they are not interested in punk rock or different. And for this day we have about maybe 2 or 3 distro labels in Belarus, and mostly they are hardcore and bands, and in primitive distro there are a lot of crust, grind, crust punk and so.
And there are also still very strong connections between the distros in Belarus, but are there also connections? Spina Kneipe, yeah. Are there also? Ein Glück, dass das die Zuhörer nicht gesehen haben. Ne? And also. Some connection between distros from Belarus and other countries, and
если связи у вас там связаны между дистрами в Беларуси, и если всякие различные связи по границе, там другие дистры.
Ну, в Беларуси у нас вообще, скажу, что мало дистро, и в основном хардкор, как бы, и я с ними поддерживаю связь, но не очень много, а с разными дистро в других странах, то есть поддерживаю и меняюсь, и это идет.
With our hardcore distros in Belarus, Mish has not so much connection.
Что они смотрят в основном, если это не CD заводской, не выпущено.
And if it's not CD made from factory, they are not interested in it. So like DIY CDs, it's, for them it's not a real CD. And usually Mish has many connections with different distros from all over the world. And as people don't buy a lot this time, usually he trades.
What are you planning for the next time to publishing? Now you
Идем-то давать всех,
всех
тоже, идем,
сердце,
давай.
Крема, он давно так пил.
Аморе, аморе. Are you planning a 7th one of this compilation, and are you also plan to publishing other bands? Because and have you now have you some publishing and working?
Что у тебя сейчас находится в разработке и что сейчас собираешься?
Я думаю, что я выпущу 7-ю часть сборки, которую, ну, я как бы соберу именно список, сделаю групп, которые самое, я бы хотел, чтобы приняли участие и разошли им этот список. И потом они после этого, когда я получу, получу ответ, то тогда сделаю седьмую часть сборки. Но я думаю, что это более будет гранд-кор сборки.
He is planning to publish the next part of compilation, the seventh one, but he is going to make a list of bands for participation by himself and to ask bands if they want to take part in it, and he thinks it will be mostly grindcore crust issue.
When you are publishing the next one, do you know the time?
Maybe next year.
If somebody is interested in your publishing, and very good publishing, how we can contact you to get to get your compilation?
Скажу, что я делаю блог сейчас, ну как бы был раньше сайт, который ты делал, а то он умер, и теперь есть блог, который я постоянно обновляю, и там есть новые позиции дистро, и они, ну хотя бы раз в две недели обновляются.
Mish has his own blog. He will tell the name a little bit later. And there are a big list of his primitive distro and also contacts. And you can choose something and contact Mish by this blog.
Да, есть он здесь, на этой конференции. Там можно записать. www. Primitive Distro. Blogspot.com.
So?
It was the name of his blog.
Sure, okay. Thank you, Mish, for the very nice interview. I hope you release many things in the next time.
And you too.
I will clap.
Пожалуйста, обращайтесь, я вообще заинтересован в сотрудничестве с другими лейблами из разных стран и обменами.
If you're interested in something from Primitive Distro, please contact Mish at any time, just for trade or to buy something or just to make new friendship, so he will be glad. And thank you.
Thank you.
Спасибо.
Спасибо.